This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Instead of doing infrastructure, instead of doing health care, instead of doing so many things that they should be doing, they want to play games. I'd rather see them do legislation. We negotiate out legislation where so many things, actually things that we agree on, like infrastructure, but they want to focus on nonsense.
All right, that's the president's reaction to these investigations that are going on related to the people around him and he himself in the wake of Michael Cohen's testimony last week. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, and as we hang and talk here about what's happening in your backyard and mine, this is certainly one of the conversations that's going on. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C. with Talk Me. Hey, Justin, obviously this is part of the conversation. How deep are these investigations going to go?
Right now we already have about 81 individuals and groups within Trump's immediate orbit who have been facing these pretty deep, intensive requests for documents. And the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, has said that there are still others who could eventually face the same request. So this is already a very broad, very far-reaching probe, and one that could certainly expand. Something that would absolutely irk the White House, judging from the response we've seen already. You played that quote of Trump where he accused Democrats of essentially focusing on nonsense, and he has been making that argument for the past couple of days now, saying that this is, in his words, the greatest level of overreach in American history, saying that this is just like the Mueller probe, another witch hunt. But at the end of the day, this is what everyone was really expecting once Democrats took back the House, the fact that they were going to have the gavel power and we were going to eventually see something like this. And now it has materialized.
Yeah, and you've got Congressman Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who's hired Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, by the way, to lead the panel's investigation of the Trump administration. So are we going to see that this may take a long time? Because you mentioned how many different people could be involved, et cetera, 80-plus different areas that they're going into directions. So this could take a while, right?
It certainly could take a while, and it could certainly add up. It's really not just like the old days anymore where all the administration really had to worry about was the Mueller probe and whether or not there would be clear-cut ties showing collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. You know, we now have the Southern District of New York who is probing a lot of issues. We have the Judiciary Committee. We have the Intelligence Committee. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. This is something that continues to pose a threat to the Trump administration. And, you know, with every day, there seems to be a new area that they're looking into, whether it's, Jared Kushner's security clearance, whether it's the, insurance policies that the Trump administration the Trump organization rather gained. And really, it's got to be feeling sort of like a whirlwind within the White House when, this is all pretty much adding up. The president was really optimistic post midterms, trying to draw attention to the fact that he maintains control of the Senate. But, what happened after the midterms is exactly what we're seeing now, which is something that, it's kind of surprising to see. I guess a lot of people in the White House just didn't really see coming.
That's what I think. I think they didn't see what was going to happen, how deep it was going to go. And speaking of the White House, the administration's warning Republicans that the record number of illegal crossings at the southern border with Mexico is awful, that it's multiplying. So you have the Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen, who was on the Capitol with the White House, of course, sending her as an emissary, so to speak, discouraging more Republicans defecting on this measure that rebukes basically the president, because now we're here, we're floating in the wind with this emergency that he declared on February 15th that would allow for more money that Congress has appropriated for other purposes instead of building a border wall. But it looks like we're going to see the whole veto thing happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have that vote that's coming up as soon as tomorrow on the national emergency. And it looks like there are the necessary minimum number of Republicans behind the resolution to, bat it down and then send it back to the president's desk for a veto. Today, Mike Pence, when he was traveling, he said that any Republican votes for this measure is a vote for basically open borders and for the Democratic immigration policy that the administration has been decrying for quite some time. But this is certainly shaping up to be quite an embarrassment for the president. This would be the first time in his presidency that he would have to exercise veto power for something that's very deeply controversial. You know, even if there are a majority of Republicans in both chambers who are trying to put a positive spin on this, behind closed doors, there is certainly a lot of scrutiny going on behind this. And the fact that there are about four defectors from the party right now who are willing to go public against it in the Senate, should raise some considerable alarm bells, considering how closely knit together the Republican Party has been for a lot of other controversial things throughout the past year or so. The Brett Kavanaugh confirmation, everything related to that. And now this could be the big sort of showdown that a lot of people have been expecting for quite some time, but just hasn't really materialized until now.
Yeah, here's one that went under the wire. The FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is stepping down. He's been there for 2 years leading the rallying cry over vaping, for example. He really, really pushed to end that with teenagers, and he really came under fire for that, obviously, with the electronic cigarettes being a big tug of war with a lot of people. Any word as to what direction they end up going in with the FDA? Because that's a pretty big gig.
No, I mean, it certainly is one, and as you mentioned, Gottlieb really led the way when it came to e-cigarettes and whatnot. The administration has also been trying to point to his efforts towards lowering drug prices as well. I'm not sure who they're going to be moving forward with to replace him, but, you know, this is yet another vacancy for a very high position within the Trump administration, one that is going to require Senate confirmation. And, highlights again the fact that there is shifting political dynamics during a period of time where the administration needs to send up multiple nominees to Capitol Hill to fill some very big spots. This includes Secretary of Defense. This includes now FDA Commissioner. UN Secretary is another one that eventually needs to be put forward and receive Senate confirmation. So this is... This is just another sign to the fact that this is a pretty chaotic administration, one where we've seen a lot of, turnaround and sort of a revolving door for some of these members of it, and, also showing that this is not something that's going to be slowing down anytime soon. We also know now that the director of HUD, Ben Carson, is planning on leaving at the end of the president's term. And I have a feeling that that's not going to be the last departure we see before this is all over.
Yeah, I agree with you. Justin Duckham, as always, great job. Appreciate you. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Coming up, Mardi Gras. Sipping some tea and pizza. A big settlement with a big company. Why? Curious? Hang through.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's
Mardi Gras, baby, also called Shrove Tuesday or Fat Tuesday is what most people say. It's the beginning of the big feast, and then, of course, Ash Wednesday, so happy Mardi Gras and so on and so forth. New Orleans is a place to be for Mardi Gras, of course. They really own the center of the universe when it comes to those celebrations. Kate Delaney, I've been there hanging with all of you in your neighborhood, and we, of course, got some great people down in New Orleans that listen to this show. So a big, big, big shout out to all of them that are there in New Orleans. And I'll tell you, it's really a fun place to be during Mardi Gras. The key thing is you just got to keep your wits about you. You know, you got to focus on where you're going, where everybody is, because the crowds are so big. That's what it is. I mean, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know people that have, you know, been part of the floats, etc. And it's such a cultural thing. And the parties are wild. And of course, this is the whole thing of the kickoff of Lent. And there are other places that celebrate it, but really you think of Mardi Gras and you think of the history of Mardi Gras is really centering so much of it, centering with New Orleans. But it's like somebody said to me today, well, how did that all start? Well, I mean, they have all these traditions, and this is what I love, like the king cake tradition. That's like my favorite. So they have a baby, like this little plastic baby that symbolizes the baby Jesus, and you find these cakes everywhere. So people get the cakes, and then, you know, eventually the baby falls out, somebody gets the baby, and they've got all kinds of flavors, whether it's cinnamon, pecan, or whatever it is, and then there's just that true traditional king cake and the way that it's made. And the other thing about, you know, Mardi Gras, of course, it's parades and celebrations and foods and food and beads and people throwing beads and catching beads and all that entails. Like, yeah, anything else surrounding that? I'll tell you, if I had a teenage daughter, I'd make her wait before she went to Mardi Gras, though. I mean, because, you know, people do crazy things. When I said they do crazy things, it was the whole thing of lifting up your shirt and getting the beads. But those were different times. Let's put it that way. Much different times. Okay, so, because I had Joseph, Mary, and Mac. Boy, that sounds like either a band or that sounds like some kind of Christian, maybe a Christian rock band. Because I had the three of them especially ask me about the Tahibo Tea Club and what was all about. They've been listening to some of the spots we've been running on it. And I mentioned it the other day. There's the kettle. Oh, the kettle. It's on. The tea is soaked. And now the water is boiled, because that's what you do. You soak it. You soak the bark. It's that, you know, pure Paul d'Arco, and it really is amazing. And the story to me, so I'm going to just say it briefly, because they all three of them different ways asked about it. What did I think of it? Did it really work? They heard the conversation. And here's the thing. I mentioned it the other day. I'm pretty healthy, but I get sick because, you know, I'm talking so much and you're around a lot of people, you're on planes, you're exposed to more, and I would get this dry throat, and you all know that because you've heard me where I have my secret weapon, the cough button, and I purposely, because I'm going to Ireland, we're taking the show to Ireland, and I'll officially announce all the details on that, but that's coming up, so I wanted to make sure with the long travel and then Hawaii, 3 weeks after that I was definitely primed and ready to go. And I think, honestly, I think this tea is making a huge difference. It already did with two really chilly trips that I had back east. So I believe it. And it's a song, what it costs anyway. And so I like the idea that people aren't going broke getting this special tea that, you know, my pal from Croatia, I loved his story about his dad, Milan Vukovic, because he's the guy who started it. He's the founding guy. Somebody told him when his dad was sick, hey, you ought to try this tea. And, of course, when people say that, as my mother died from colon cancer, his father survived colon cancer. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the Paul d'Arco, or I didn't know anything about Tahibo Tea Club. You know, I'm on the other coast when this is going on, and there's no question his father and the doctor say, what is it? What has he been doing? And he had him taking the tea after people that they met insisted on it. So I love, love, love that story. Where's that tea kettle again? I always make my husband, well, I don't make him. I beg him to warm up the water for me, because I've already done all the other work on it. All right, so Mardi Gras tea. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is the end of the saga with the Papa John's pizza. It was just the craziest thing that happened. And again, especially in the world that we live in now, this guy was the face of Papa John's. So John Shatner, you know, stepped down from the company's board. He reached a settlement with Papa John's. And this has been a year of back and forth between Shatner and the board. He made some racially insensitive remarks that caused sales to just fall to the floor. He stepped down as the CEO in 2017. He resigned as chairman in July because there was so much backlash for, you know, these disappointing sales. There was just no way they were bouncing back. He used the N-word during a company conference call, and Papa John's was really, really, really tanking. And that's it, because there's no way. He was the face. Like I said, you saw him on the commercials. He just couldn't do it. He still owns 31% of the company's shares, however. He's going to withdraw because of the settlement. He's going to withdraw two lawsuits against Papa John's. That's it. And he's going to also withdraw his plan to run for a seat on the board in 2019 at the annual meeting. I mean, he founded it from the ground up. He's the largest stakeholder. He said he cares deeply about the franchises, the investors. He resolved the issues. And that's it. So, because Shatner founded Papa John's in 1984. They got 5,000 locations, 45 countries. But his influence was absolutely waning. And Domino's Pizza, boy, they picked up the slack because of what happened with Papa John's. Their same-store sales rose 7% last year and 8% in 2017, exactly when all of that happened, where Papa John's dropped 7%. So how about that? So it's the end of it, a slice of life. That's it. He's got some other problems happening, too, in his life. Someone's accusing him of stalking and whatnot, but he's not that influential force anymore behind Papa John's. And then this story was crazy. You know, you think about whether you would take a cruise or not. I had a friend who just went on a cruise with her niece. She was celebrating how well she was doing in school and was excited about it. And they went on one of these giant cruises, too. This was the Norwegian cruise ship, and one of them anyway. And what happened was 8 passengers on the ship had to be taken to hospitals in Florida because why they had unexpected strong wind over the weekend. It was that all that stuff that was coming up, that winter weather. And someone described it as they felt like they were on the Titanic because of the way the boat was listing and how it was starting to fall. They had injuries, tables were flying over, all kinds of stuff happened. It's the Escape, and it had a scheduled stop in Port Canaveral where it was docked on Tuesday because the passengers were getting the medical attention, and it was nasty. I mean, things flew off shelves. There were people that spent the night sleeping in common areas with their jackets, their purses, their kids. It was unsettling. And it was very, very rocky. And the photographs of it, and I've seen some of the video of it, is, again, frightening to see it for the way that it was listing because the winds were so high. So imagine you're docking, and there's waiting for you 12 ambulances at the pier when they pull into Port Canaveral. That's not the way it was supposed to go. Luckily, nobody was killed. I mean, that's the thing. So you saw people running down the hallways from, you know, now everybody has cell phones. So you saw what it was like inside of that ship. Once again, it makes you wonder about taking cruises. All right, besides tea, you had some other thoughts. So we're going to the mailbag next. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cleanup is underway in Lee County, Alabama, 2 days after a string of tornadoes left widespread destruction. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for the state. County Sheriff Jay Jones says as many as 8 people are unaccounted for.
The search efforts are continuing. We have been able to narrow the searches down from a broad spectrum of the area down to specific areas.
The tornado cut a path of destruction a mile wide and 24 miles long. Red Cross spokesperson Ashley Henyon says survivors need food, shelter, and time to heal.
There's a lot of mourning that has to take place. There's been a lot of loss of property and homes and, of course, life. And it's just tragic to see what this storm has done to such a wonderful community.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 13 points and the S&P 500 down 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon.
Well, what? Digging the mailbag.
Ah, so let's do that. I was looking earlier today, took a peek, and boy, thoughts are all over the map about a couple of different things. Not a surprise. Congrats to all of you. I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. This is an audience that is very proactive when it comes to the email. I worked in New York, our biggest city, which you hardly got any email. Of course, the phone lines were just jammed from the moment you stepped into the studio. And the same thing in Dallas, Texas on a local show, and the same thing in California. But what I love about this syndicated, awesome national audience is you will sometimes, when you work different hours, you're tired, whatever, depending on where you live and when the show airs, you download the show, you listen to it later, you think about it, and then you send me your thoughts. So bravo to all of you. You can do the same by going to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom, you are in just like that. So let's go to this one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, hey, Kate, did you hear that now there's a vacancy at the FDA? Gottlieb is gone, and it's kind of wild because I can remember following him. I would normally, I have to admit, as much as I know enough of the names of cabinet people and who are in key positions, I would have never remembered him except he was cool. He was like in his early 40s and he was really kind of pushing to trash out tobacco. He was pretty strong on really getting rid of that and not having any of those addictions floating out there. And, of course, with teenagers and electronic cigarettes, that was also one of his big deals with the whole fruit flavors and all of that. Now he's gone, and apparently it was just, it wasn't anything other than spending more time with family. So wonder what direction they'll go in with the FDA. You know, it's funny because I think that kind of went under the wire, too. And I would say the reason his name pops out is because of that whole tussle over electronic cigarettes. And the fruit flavors are big. It's a very enticing to teenage kids. My friend Christine has a son who's a freshman in high school. And I just saw her and she said, oh, I like the smell. She said something like, I like the smell of the Fruit Loops, like they have a Fruit Loop flavor. So that is attracting a lot of the younger kids. And the whole thing is with vaping, and I see people vaping all the time, it's supposed to, for adults, and you know we've had tons of different doctors and others on the show to talk about how it helps adult smokers get off of traditional cigarettes, and the amount of nicotine is nothing compared to what it is with massive cigarette smoking. But it'll be wild to see where this goes, because you have anti-smoking groups who are suing the FDA to begin reviewing all e-cigarettes. And the FDA was proposing steps to keep e-cigarettes away from teens and then tightening the restrictions on those convenience stores where they sell it. But there's a lot of pushback in a couple of different directions to that. So the key question, though, is who comes in next? Would it be anyone's name that we recognize? And, you know, I don't know, because Gottlieb was like a, he was a red tape cutter. He's perfect for Trump because, just like with GW, he didn't want all these crazy regulations, unnecessary regulations. And also, because when you're doing the drug testing and waiting for approvals and generic drugs and medical devices, there's also the downside of not getting them to market fast enough to help people who need it. So Gottlieb was a guy who really pushed to have that happen. And, I mean, he even was part of that whole intercepting illegal opioid stuff from China and other nations. He really pushed for that, too. So I don't know. There's no name that has really floated around that I've heard that would step into that spot. I assume that we'll probably find out who that's going to be in the next, you know, couple of weeks. We'll start to hear names or whatever. And especially what was good about him is Democrats liked him instead of Republicans. So he was a guy who did what I like. Voice of reason, baby. He had people on all sides. That's why he was effective. All right, so great uncovering, I guess, there by Jake. So, Jake, thanks for that. How about this from Will? Will says, hi, Kate Delaney. I know that you were talking about Alabama and what happened in Alabama. Wow. Insane that so many families were ripped apart the way that they were by the amount of tornadoes that touched down. And I guess the length was pretty long, too. Yeah, the length was, so thanks for that, the length was over an hour. I knew that there was 40 different tornadoes, and especially in Beauregard, it was awful. You know, that's, you had 23 people that were killed. And part of that was also the time on the ground. Usually, I shouldn't say usually, because there's no rule book. Hey, tornadoes, what do you normally do? But if we were to look at patterns, I think it's something you don't hear of often. Oh, yeah, the tornadoes were on the ground for well over an hour. Yikes. That really would have you scrambling. And when you have whole families that were eliminated, like from 6 to 69 years old, that is really awful. It's awful when anyone dies in a tornado. But this area, that Lee County, just completely decimated. Decimated, decimated, decimated. All right, here's one in a much different direction. This one is from Jackie. And Jackie says, Kate, Kylie Jenner, self-made billionaire. Oh, my gosh. What kind of world are we living in? How old is she? She is in her 20s. And she just got named by Forbes. She's a 21-year-old reality star, I guess. Yeah, 21. The whole thing is she's got products, right? So she built this company. She established this fortune really through the company. That's why she's the self-made billionaire. She's the youngest self-made billionaire ever, they say. And they gave her that title based on the ownership of Kylie Cosmetics. That company was valued at $900 million or more. She's also made money from businesses that she's had, from lip kits, etc. But, this full-on business that she has made that much money. And what does that tell you? People, younger people especially, there's a whole lot of people that follow her and buy her stuff. And so traditionally, when you look at wealth and the initiative and all of that, the definition of it, it used to be a little bit different, but this is a game changer. Her company was a game changer, so, she's either getting beat up on Twitter or people are praising her. I saw a story about that where I was reading one of the tweets. Somebody wrote, Kylie Jenner is not a self-made billionaire. Her family was already worth millions and incredibly famous. All she did was leverage her fame, fortune, and family name. So, yes, she started a company, but she did leverage what she had. I have to say, it's like, I don't feel like I have to be the great defender of Kylie Jenner, but yeah, she leveraged what she had, like anybody would, right? Leveraging what, frankly, Kris Jenner. I met a guy when I was speaking in Charleston last summer who was an agent, and he told me he knew the Jenners really well. Somebody had asked him a question about the Jenners for some reason. And he said, listen, Kris Jenner's nobody's fool. She knew what she could do to set her family up, and she started the path to doing it. She was a marketing genius. So the mama bear knew what she was doing. And then reality shows came along. They hit at the high point. There was all kinds of shenanigans. And listen, do I watch the reality shows or anything about that? No. But if you believe in capitalism, you gotta give them some, I'd say, cred for that. And right, here's another one from Lewis. Kate, it is tax season. I hate tax season. Do you know anyone who likes tax season? And I was wondering, when you think of doing taxes, do you think it's absolutely necessary to go to a CPA, or can you do them yourself? Well, I love that wide open question, that I am the guru of answering tax questions. We will have someone on to do that, by the way. I don't know. I mean, I've done both. I've done it myself. It's just awful. I've done it through somebody, and I go to somebody because it's too complicated. I could do it, but it would take, it's time versus money. And I like the idea, the person that I go to, I trust immensely, totally a numbers genius, gets it. Does it accurately? I just feel comfortable. So I think it's the answer to that question is, do you have complications with filling out your taxes? Do you feel comfortable doing it? Do you have easy taxes? Do you have one job? They take X out. You just boom, boom, boom. It's straight numbers. I mean, if that's what you got, then that's easy. But if you have a business, if you're an entrepreneur like me and you have businesses, I don't care what the businesses are making or not making or losing or whatever. I mean, anything. You're selling T-shirts, then it can get more complicated. So there you go. It's funny the tax question came up. I was looking at where you pay the most and the least on state and local taxes. Raise your hand if you hate state taxes. My hand's in the air. My hand's in the air. I've lived in places where they have state income tax and where they don't. I've lived in New York where you had borough tax, city tax, state tax, federal tax. That was the worst. I mean, you made no money. Man Cave next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time.
It's time to invade the man cave.
It just gets better and better. The man cave, that's where we're headed. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, one of the things we talk about in the man cave, so come on in. We're going to talk about this very sad story about what in the world is going on in Santa Anita Park. 21 horses have died since December. Not a good thing at all. When you think of horse racing, Santa Anita in California is one of the biggest horse racing meccas out there. And the answers are, there are no great answers over this. In the world of horse racing, this is horrific to have this happen. And somebody called my attention to, because I was actually talking about going to Santa Anita when I was in California. And how the story goes is the weekend races were going to start running again on March 14th. And they were, of course, this is the racetrack that hosted the Breeder Cup for the 10th time this past fall. And then these fatalities keep at, like, you, during training, you had a 4-year-old filly that just got injured and had to be euthanized. So now you're saying, well, how can you get this number? How can this get so high? I mean, Santa Anita, you know why? They got 11.5 inches of rain. Think about it. They had cold temperatures in February. Did that play a role in some of the fatalities and the conditions out there? It could. It could have done that. They're concerned about these storms. And when you think about 7 deaths happened during races on the dirt oval since the winter meet started on December 26th, 5 on the turf, and 9 during training on the dirt. I mean, you had to euthanize. One of the horses that had to be euthanized was the Battle of the Midway. That was the winner of the 2017 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And then that 5-year-old also finished 3rd in the 2017 Kentucky Derby. And this was injuries that the horse suffered during a workout. So that's not good. So for now, they've got racing. It's too dicey for these horses and try to figure out what's going on. You have a former track superintendent that's coming back to Santa Anita to consult as a precautionary measure because of what's going on and trying to figure it out. You know, this is a guy who oversaw a major renovation of the park at one point. But if you think of, I don't know, you think of those deaths, and of course you're going to have animal rights activists. This is perfect because you can't explain it. So you've got, they're out at the main gate. They have signs and they're shouting and, of course, the welfare of the horses, terrible, terrible, terrible. And part of it could be, like I said, 21 horses could be the weather conditions and what it ultimately is doing to the track. And that's somebody who, and I don't know a lot about it, but I have family in horse racing. That's what I'm thinking, that part of it would have to be because of that, but not all of it. And, of course, there could always be a freak accident, but that many? Ooh. All right, in the meantime, let's head to Hoop. Yeah, because Hoop is now in its professional Hoop. Is at that point where you can tell there's teams that are going nowhere, like the Lakers. Snoop Dogg giving up his box seats for $5. And then you got Kyrie Irving, who's had some really wild weeks with the Celts. He gets annoyed so easy. It's easy, easy, easy to tick him off, if you remember, of Kyrie Irving's days in other uniforms. So he's been at odds lately with the media, teammates. He's kind of struggling to get it together. And he says he gets tired of the criticism. So he gets criticized and he doesn't like it. Questions about LeBron James or Kevin Durant, or, of course, comparing what's going on with some of the greatest players is sensitive for him. While it's crazy because he's in the middle of one of his best seasons, he's averaging field goal wise almost 50%, 3-point range almost 42%, but the team is struggling. So then that would make it a little more toxic, I guess. Anyway, here's what he had to say about his struggles with the press.
Kyrie, you said you want to be the leader of this team. What do you have to do to kind of turn this thing around as a leader?
Just got to play better.
Can you take out
anything out of that fourth quarter comeback? And it was all in the win. So, you know, just got to play better.
Kyrie, do you think you guys can come together on this road trip?
We'll see.
We'll see. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm taking too much heat from you guys. Forget it. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year, $330 million contract. I can barely say it. What would $330 million look like? Anyway, that's the contract he signed. And, you know, the Phillies weren't his first choice, but they gave him what he wanted. He said he wanted stability. And when he's at the press conference, he didn't say, this wasn't the first team I wanted. But that's what he wanted. He wanted stability. So he got his stability. And now, apparently, one of the things that he would love to see is he would love to see the Phillies pick up Mike Trout. And Mike Trout is an incredible player playing on a horrible team, the Angels. And he said he would love it, but, you know, he has to be careful that he's not kind of tampering, I suppose, right? Because when people start to ask you about, well, who do you see coming? And are you lobbying? You know, is he lobbying for anyone? The tampering rules are out there. And he's not supposed to talk about Mike Trout changing teams, even hypothetically, until he's not under contract with the Angels. So he's being careful about that. Last year, Aaron Judge got a letter from the league because of his comments about Manny Machado looking good in pinstripes. Isn't that crazy? They make comments, they get goaded into it, they get asked about, who do you want to see play here? So anyway, here's what Bryce Harper said.
you know, having 13 years in the place, I'm able to help recruit guys to this organization. We're the Philadelphia Phillies, and we want whoever wants to come to Philly. If you don't want to come to Philly, then don't come. You know, don't be part of it. You know, I think it's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
All right, so there you go. He said in 2020 he was careful about that. He was careful to say that. So the Giants and the Dodgers were also in the running for Bryce Harper, but he ended up going to Philly. They gave him what he wanted, and that was that. You know, that was all she wrote. Boom. All right, let's move on to something else. So we've got, let's see, we've got Bryce Harper, big fat deal, Kyrie Irving, big giant deal, getting fussy with the Celts, dead horses at Santa Anita, which is sad and just as awful to hear about. They can't continue that meet. That makes sense. Got to figure that out now. And who knows what that ends up being. And then we move to the fact that, you know, right now you got the idea of cheap shots and what happens in hockey, and, you know, they're always all over roughing, etc. But you had this incredible night on Tuesday where you had Boston Bruins forward Marcus Johansson, who just got slammed by Hurricanes Furland in the first period of the game between those two teams. He went to the dressing room and then the hospital with an upper body injury. It was that bad. The Bruins coach, Bruce Cassidy, said, "I didn't, you know, it looks encouraging. I don't want to speak out of turn. We'll see when we have a better answer." He said he thought it was a clean shoulder-to-shoulder hit, but the force gave him a whiplash effect. He had he's had concussion issues, Johansson, and he was down on the ice for a minute or more and had problems getting to a standing position. He was holding his arm in a weird spot. So it was, let's just put it that way, it was nasty. The Bruins, by the way, won 4-3 in overtime, so they extended their point streak anyway to 17 games. And the Bruins picked up Johansson from the Devils at the trade deadline. He was playing his fourth game with them. But some of those hits you see, I don't know how they do it. When I've gone ice skating and I've been on the ice where they've just gone over it with the Zamboni, it is so hard. I mean, the way they skate and the way they hit each other and go down the ice, woo! But I have to say, as a hockey fan, it's honestly, people are looking for that. They're looking for great scoring. They're looking for hard hits, etc. But the league has to be very, very careful about that. All right, we're out of the man cave, and we are out cave. And we are out of time as well. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. or buy online at drinksupertea.com.